You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're going to do real estate. And we're going to talk about what the next Brickell Avenue is. But before I do that, I want to have everybody join me. Join me Wednesday, August 27th at the JW Marriott Marquis. Join me with ULI. We're going to go through the ULI Vision Awards. They're going to highlight and reward many, many of the icons here of South Florida. And Tony Goldman is going to get the Lifetime Achievement Award. So I know I'm going to see my buddy Joe first there. If you want more information, call 954-783-9504. Ask for Julie Medley or email her, julie.medley@uli.org. That's where I go to meet the people that help me frame my thoughts. A lot of thought leaders go there. And yes, I'll admit it. Yes, I'm a thought leader too. And let's talk about that a little, because I got bombarded last weekend after I said that Coconut Grove was going to be the next Brickell. Everybody said, hey, Coconut Grove, how can you pick Coconut Grove? They're never going to get enough density down there. They're never going to get people down there. Well, hey, nobody said it had to be dense with full of people. I just said, where's the next Brickell going to be? And I know a lot of folks that are moving out of some office buildings onto Brickell, moving into some of the stuff in Coconut Grove. And I can tell you this, some of the richest people I know are going to be moving right next to my office building in the Grand Bay Towers. We're going to be having that beautiful Grand Bay building that the Terra Group is building right next door. If you haven't seen it, check my Twitter feed for some of the construction stuff under the hashtag cranes up. And it is twisting. That stuff is down there. It's twisting. It's really neat. But let's talk about Edgewater. I have friends that are developing on Edgewater. We'll just say that they're with the Related Group. And, you know, the Related Group loves Edgewater. They got a bunch of projects. In fact, when I leave here, I'm going to a Related Group promotional party over in Edgewater. I'm going to see all my friends. It's going to have a great time. I'm going to check out the project that I've been watching being built there, Paradiso Bay, as it comes out of the ground right outside my window. Check my Twitter feed. You'll see all kinds of cool photos on that. Edgewater. Why is Edgewater the next Brickell? I think Edgewater is going to be better than Brickell. Edgewater has better bones than Brickell. You have the ability with Brickell running down the middle to build an entire neighborhood. They call it East Edgewater. And then there's a whole other part of the neighborhood that is on the west side of Brickell, and then there's also the interface that it has with the design district and Wynwood and all the cool things that are going on there. Shelley's Fashion District is out there too. I can just about walk anywhere from there, and it's a great commute everywhere. Again, look on my Twitter feed. You'll see the moonrise that came up over Edgewater for the super moon. It was absolutely smoking hot. So check all my feeds if you want to see this stuff. But what's going on Biscayne Boulevard north of downtown is nothing short of amazing, and it didn't take Genting to do anything. I mean, all they're doing is doing a slow demo on the Herald building. The real momentum is coming from the developers, and I know what I'm talking about because I've had my bread buttered there. I sold one property there for $7 million. 6 months later, we sold it for $14 million. That's right. Now, granted, it was under contract for a considerable period of time, so the real value increased over a 2.5-year period, not 60 days, but it's incredible what's going on there. All these super luxe condos are going up, and they're building them for the investors. The investors are buying them, and what's going to happen? All the people that are going to want to live in the heart of the pulsing area of Miami, where they can get to South Beach easy, where they can get to Fort Lauderdale easy, where they can get to Miami, MIA, all of the different locations that you want to go, and yes, even Coral Gables, you can get there if you really try at rush hour. Edgewater is just great. They opened up the new Publix, so now we've got Publixes on both ends of Edgewater. My wife has to flip a coin to decide which one she goes to, and we all know the real answer. She goes to both. I guess that one has the better strawberries, one has the better blueberries. She's going to go check on both of them. And now I can only tell you that I hear rumors of other grocery stores opening up there. I don't want to say who, where, or when. And with, Grant is back there. Grant, I'm sorry, you got the Walmart coming too, Grant. I know it's like, that's right, it's just like a snowball rolling down. It's just coming, Grant. I'm sorry to tell you. So Walmart's coming, and yeah, I know, Walmart's going to do, well, there's people, you know, everybody shops at Walmart. All right, well, so that's why Edgewater's going to have office. It's going to have, we're building a hotel in Edgewater right now. If you notice how the motel got torn down at 35th and Biscayne, that's us. We're tearing it down. We're building a brand new extended stay there. It's going to be, Hampton Inn and Suites. That's it. I've only got a minute left, so I've got to turn into this. I've got to turn into the thank you man. First of all, thank you to UHealth for sending us the king of pediatrics. Oh, my God, that guy was absolutely great. I want to thank them so much for sending us our doctor today who we had for pediatrics. I want to thank all of our sponsors. I have to start off with thanking Larry's Inn and Warren Henry Automotive. They're great. They've been our longest-running sponsor, and right behind them is UHealth, the University of Miami Health System. They've been a sponsor since the beginning, too. The Miami Marlins, always diving in and having fun. The NFL Alumni Association, caring for kids. The Miami Dolphins. The Miami Dolphins, that's right. You'll see me out there next week on the third and most important preseason game, Social Media 305. If you like what I do on social, Johnny at Social Media 305 is the one that taught me. Lauren's kids, how could I forget Lauren Book? Queen of the Yankees, Brewster Kell, Magnum Energy Solutions, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, of course, the Aztec Group. More importantly and most importantly, thank you to our listeners. Please go to our Facebook page, like our show, tell your friends. I'm at Jim Fried, I'm at Fried on Business, follow me. Facebook, you heard I'm starting to learn Facebook. LinkedIn, I'm really learning how to do that. And in fact, we'll have some LinkedIn lessons after Labor Day. YouTube, website gets lots of hits. If you missed today's show, it'll be up on our webpage, www.friedonbusiness.com, probably by Saturday. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Look for us at 8:80 a.m. next Thursday at 5. We're going to have a great show. Remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person that wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen, Wonder Woman. Take it away.
You say you don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off old Lone Ranger. And you don't mess around with Jim. A